This is the listening section of the Showa Women's University Junior High School Returnee Entrance Examination. You will listen to four passages once, and there are questions for each passage. Please circle A, B, or C. Number one.
Smartphones have changed our lives. We can communicate easily with other people anywhere, not only in Japan, but in most other countries in the world. At lunchtime in Japan, you can text someone in North America when they are sometimes doing their homework or usually watching TV in the evening. Texting is the most popular type of communication for students. There are many different kinds of apps for texting, and you can send pictures and short videos too. North Americans like to text their friends and even their family in the same house. In Japan, students like to use emoji when they text their friends and family. The word emoji is a Japanese word that is used in many other countries around the world. In fact, North American students your age use their phones 6 hours a day, and texting friends is very, very popular. They watch videos, listen to music, and surf the internet. High school students spend about 9 hours a day using their phones. Can you believe it? I wonder how many of those 9 hours are used to look for information for schoolwork. I hope it's about 30% or 3 hours.
Questions. 1. What do North Americans usually do in the evening? A. They do their homework. B. They text people in the same house. C. They watch TV. 2. The Japanese word emoji is used A. in Japan only. B. in some other countries around the world. C. in many countries around the world. 3. What is the most popular use for smartphones for North American students? A. Texting their family. B. Texting their friends. C. Listening to the internet. 4. How many hours a day do North American high school students use their phones? A. 3 hours a day. B. 6 hours a day. C. 9 hours a day.
Number two.
Last year, I went on a trip to Aichi, Japan, with my Japanese class. I had my cell phone and I had a small pocket digital camera. In Nagoya, I took lots of pictures of me and my friends with my camera. One day, my class had lunch at a soba restaurant. We sat at a table and we ordered our meal in Japanese. We waited for a while and ate a very healthy lunch. With my pocket camera, I took a picture of the meal and the menu to show my friends back home. When I was on the train, I remembered that I had left my camera on the table. We arrived at our station near the hotel, and I told my teacher. She and I hurried back, but the soba shop had closed for the afternoon. I felt so sad. I said to my teacher, "I'll come back later in the afternoon." Just then, we heard someone calling from the second floor of the soba shop. Your camera? It was the shop owner. I was so relieved. The owner came down and handed me the camera. I thanked her and I said I was going to come back later for my camera. She said, please come back later. We have a different menu in the evening.
Questions. 1. Who did the boy go to Aichi with? A. He went with his class of Japanese students from Aichi Prefecture. B. He went to Aichi Prefecture for a Japanese class. C. He went with his Japanese class. 2. What did he use to take pictures of food? A. He used his cell phone camera. B. He used his pocket digital camera. C. He used his lost camera. 3. When did he remember he had forgotten his camera? A. When he left the soba shop. B. When he was on the train. C. When he was at his hotel. 4. Did the boy get his camera? A. Yes, at the soba shop in the evening. B. Yes, at the hotel in the afternoon. C. Yes, when the soba shop owner came down. Number 3.
My relatives from Australia came to visit me in the spring. I'm a teacher, and they came here during my March vacation. Naturally, they enjoyed seeing the cherry blossoms and touring Tokyo and Yokohama. They live in a small town in Australia, so it was very different for them. It was really fun for them to go shopping. They really enjoyed visiting the clothing shops. And the 100 yen stores were the most interesting. When they walked into a shop, the staff greeted them with a friendly, "Irashaimase." And my cousin's wife, Michelle, replied with a loud and friendly, "Irashaimase." I'm sure the shop staff were surprised when they were greeted by a tourist saying, "Welcome to our store," in Japanese. When I told Michelle that "Irashaimase" meant "Welcome to our store," she was embarrassed and laughed. She thought it was Japanese for hello. The next time she went shopping and the store staff greeted her, she quickly replied, "Ohayou gozaimasu," in the afternoon.
Questions. Number 1. Why did the relatives come to Japan in the spring? A. It was vacation time for the shop staff. B. It was vacation time in Japan for the teacher. C. It was spring in Australia, but Japan's spring is nicer. Number 2. Why did Michelle say "Irashaimase"? A. She wanted to work in a clothing store in Japan. B. She thought it meant hello in Japanese. C. She enjoyed surprising people. Number 3. How did Michelle feel when she was told what "Irashaimase" means? A. She was impressed. B. She was embarrassed. C. She thought it was a joke. Number 4. After Michelle understood what it meant, did she say "いらっしゃいませ" the next time she went shopping? A. Yes, she enjoyed surprising the shop staff. B. Yes, she only went shopping in the morning. C. No, she used another Japanese greeting.
Number 4. Naomi Osaka is a famous tennis player. She's a Japanese tennis player, and she can speak English very well. Naomi's English is better than her Japanese, and Japanese people love her very much when she speaks Japanese. She speaks broken Japanese. Naomi won the Women's US Open title in New York a few months ago. When she made her speech after the tennis match, she thanked everyone for watching the game and said she was sorry to beat the very popular American tennis player Serena Williams. Most people watching the US Open tennis match were Serena Williams fans. At the press conference, Japanese TV reporters interviewed Naomi, asking her many questions in Japanese. She could understand the questions in Japanese, and she said she was sorry she couldn't answer in Japanese. In Japanese, they asked her, "How do you feel now?" She replied in Japanese, "Ureshii desu," and then spoke in English about how happy she felt to win the US Open tennis title. She said she was sorry she didn't speak Japanese well. The Japanese reporters asked her in Japanese, "What do you want to eat now?" She replied, "Tonkatsu," and told the American reporters that tonkatsu is a kind of pork cutlet. She was helping the Americans understand Japanese. Japanese people love Naomi most of all because her Japanese isn't perfect, but her spirit is very Japanese. She is polite and says sorry many times. She was born in Japan and lived in Japan for only 3 years. She has lived in the United States for 17 years, and she uses only English in America. She's studying Japanese now, and she hopes that one day she won't have to say sorry for her broken Japanese. Japanese people love her because of her broken Japanese and because she says sorry so often.
Questions. 1. Naomi Osaka won the US Open women's tennis title A. This year. B. Last year. C. Again. 2. At the US Open press conference, the Japanese reporters asked her questions in Japanese and A. She couldn't understand the questions and answered in English. B. She could understand the questions and answered in English and a little Japanese. C. She could understand the questions and answered in Japanese. 3. Japanese people love Naomi because A. She speaks perfect English and says sorry. B. She speaks perfect Japanese and says sorry. C. She speaks broken Japanese and says sorry.
This is the end of the listening section of the test.